we may be one of the host cities for NHL playoff action. We're hoping that's the case because that would definitely jumpstart our local economy.
Yeah, I miss hockey. I'm a big hockey fan, too. So,
well, apparently you can go to a drive-in theater this weekend, drive-in movies, enjoy some hockey.
Yeah, the Riverside Drive-In, it's up near Vandegrift in Armstrong County, for people who really need a hockey fix, is doing a double feature, which I love that part about drive-in movies, that you always get to see two for one. They're doing Sudden Death and Slapshot, and most Pittsburghers are probably familiar with hockey movies have seen one of those two. The Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Sudden Death, you get to even see the old Civic Arena and how they crashed a helicopter through the open roof there. I don't know if you remember that movie. But
that's, oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
And then Slapshot was based in Johnstown.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Hilarious film.
Yes, it's considered one of the all-time hockey classics with Paul Newman and then, of course, the Hansen brothers. And they're still out there. And Jean-Claude de Van Damme in Sudden Death around the Civic Arena made quite a splash when he was in town. You know, I was supposed to be in that movie. We were skating with the celebrity hockey team, and many of my fellow players got the call up, but I had
to
work. I was doing TV weather.
You didn't get the call up?
Well, they were shooting at night. A lot of it was late night, and I was working nights, so I couldn't be in the film.
That's the excuse you give yourself, right, Larry?
Yeah.
It wasn't the ability.
I could have been somebody, Brian. You know who's in the movie is Jay Caulfield, AT&T SportsNet host and two-time Stanley Cup champ, and pretty interesting story about that movie. But back-to-back at the drive-in, Slapshot and Sudden Death. I wonder which one they'll show first.
You're getting Sudden Death first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So end with a laugh.
All right. That's a classic. It's funny, Brian, as you've seen through Pittsburgh Magazine, how so many people are trying to reinvent themselves and keep something going. And the drive-ins may be the future of some films.
Yeah, the old thing is new again and thriving. There's lines every weekend at these drive-ins now. So if you want to go see them, you make sure you don't try to get in the last minute because that's not going to work. So yeah, they're popular as ever.
I'm going to show Kevin the video. I was beat up by the Hansen brothers at a celebrity.
Oh, I want to see that video.
Smashed into the boards.
Definitely do I want to see that one. That's great. Let's post that one online. Hey, we were saying everything old is new again. What about new brides? This is the wedding season, but it's quite different this year. How is the Pittsburgh Magazine dealing with that?
Yeah, we looked into what couples are doing, and it really ranges a lot, but, like, no one's having, you know, you can't have those giant 200-person, you know, big events that you would expect this time of year, but some people are deciding to go ahead and get married, and a lot of the people in the Pittsburgh wedding industry have banded together. They're creating websites. There's a place called Small Weddings Pittsburgh to just give you an idea of how you can have a really nice wedding when you cut the guest list really, really low. And, you know, so you can do it in your backyard. People are doing it in parks and different, and there's some locations that are actually designed for little weddings. So, you know, you have to cut a lot of people out. You might not have come, but this is the perfect excuse for explaining to those people why they're not going to get to come to your wedding.
Well,
a lot of things aren't happening due to coronavirus, COVID-19. I couldn't do it. COVID-19.
Well, listen, our own Robert Mangino
to the wedding.
Eloped during this pandemic, and we found out about it on Facebook, and then Marty Griffin accused him of doing it so he wouldn't have to pay for anything.
That might be the nice excuse on the backside, but yeah, I mean, people are also postponing weddings because actually a lot of the vendors who typically would never allow you to do that are actually making a lot of accommodations for people this year. So you can push it back a full year and like book something in 2021. I've even known some people who are actually going ahead and getting married in a small wedding and then going to have a big party, you know, a year from now or whatever.
Some people are downsizing. Some people are cutting out people off the guest list. I wonder how many brides are having second thoughts saying, you know what? I don't need to marry this clown.
Hey, that's right. This is your
blame COVID-19.
It's your chance to hit the reset button a lot of ways.
Oh, there are people who have just recently got married and like suddenly you're like spending 24 hours a day with that person from 0 to 60.
You know, and then we found out a lot of sports camps have canceled for the summer and other camps are canceling too. And so this is a very strange summer for a lot of parents who were counting on that time that they could send little Mary and Jimmy away.
Yeah, it looks like the Harrisburg gave some new guidance on like what summer camps can do. So there are actually going to be some that can actually operate. And you can even go to a pool if you can find an open pool, which looks like that might be happening too. So yeah, it's mostly about sizes, and you know, the camps won't be able to be as big as they are, you know, those stagger things. But it looks like there might be some camps. But the problem is a lot of parents sign up for these things long before the end of the school year. So, you know, it's going to be kind of a rush and kind of a hectic thing to find out if there's a camp around and if it's open and what you get to do. So it actually puts an extra stress, I think, on a lot of parents who have younger children. It's like, now they got to figure this all out too. So,
well, read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine editor Brian Heslip. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.